BBC Radio 4. Now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Tuesday the 12th of November. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North at Zira, South at Zira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, White, Portland, Plymouth, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey and Fair Isle. The general synopsis at 1800, low Forth 987, expected Humber 989 by 1800 Tuesday. Atlantic low expected Fitzroy 1006 by the same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Easterly or southeasterly, becoming cyclonic later in Viking 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first. Rain or showers, moderate or good. Forties, cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, showers, moderate or good. Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, cyclonic becoming north or northeast 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times, rain or showers, moderate or good. Dogger, west becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, showers, mainly good. Fisher, German Bight, south or southeast 6 to gale 8, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, southwest veering west later 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Humber, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. White, Portland, Plymouth, west or northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, squally showers, mainly good. Biscay, northwesterly, becoming cyclonic later in south, 5 to 7, showers, rain in south, good, occasionally poor in south. Trafalgar, north backing northwest, 4 to 6, increasing 7 at times, fair, good. Fitzroy, northeast, becoming cyclonic, 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later, rain, good, occasionally poor. West Sole, northwesterly 5 or 6, veering northerly or northeasterly 4 or 5, fair, good, occasionally poor. East Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 until later, squally showers, moderate or good. Irish Sea, northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 6 later, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall, northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Malin, northwesterly gale 8 to storm 10, decreasing 6 later, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, cyclonic, mainly northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5 later, showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, northeast 6 to gale 8, backing north 4 to 6 later, rain, then wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland, easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, northwest 7, moderate showers 3 miles, 992, falling more slowly. Stornoway, northeast 5, slight rain 7 miles, 992, rising slowly. Lerwick, east northeast 6, continuous slight rain 3 miles, 996, steady. Wick Automatic, northeast by north 3, recent rain 15 miles, 990, rising more slowly. Aberdeen, northwest 4, slight showers 14 miles, 987, falling slowly. Lucas, northwest by west 2, 24 miles, 988, falling more slowly. Boomer, west southwest 4, slight showers 24 miles, 988, falling more slowly. Bridlington, west southwest 4, 992, falling slowly. St Catherine's Point Automatic, west by north 6, 1003, falling slowly. Jersey, west by north 6, recent rain 11 miles, 1006, falling slowly. Silly automatic, northwest by west 6, recent rain 19 miles, 1009, falling more slowly. Milford Haven, northwest by west 5, 30 miles, 1004, falling slowly. Aberporth, northwest by west 6, 16 miles, 1002, now rising. Valley, west by north 6, 9 miles, 1000, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, northwest by west 7, Hayes 3 miles, 996, falling slowly. Valentia, northwest 5, 16 miles, 1009, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, west by north 6, 13 miles, 997, falling slowly. Malin Head, northwest by west 7, recent drizzle 4 miles, 996, falling slowly. Macrahanish Automatic, northwest by west 8, 8 miles, 992, falling more slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Monday the 11th of November. The general situation: a deep area of low pressure centred just to the east of Scotland will edge slowly southeastwards across the North Sea today, allowing winds to ease down for most areas by Tuesday night and into Wednesday. A new Atlantic low will move in across southern areas later on Wednesday, bringing a renewed risk of gales. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northeast 4 or 5 at first, except near Orkney. Otherwise 6 to gale 8, backing north 4 to 6 later. Rain, then squally showers. Moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Cyclonic, becoming north or northwest 5 to 7, rain or squally showers, moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, west veering northwest 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later, showers occasionally thundery, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west or southwest veering west or northwest 5 to 7, showers, perhaps thundery later, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Westerly or southwesterly, veering westerly or northwesterly later, 5 to 7, showers, good. Northumberland to Selsey-Bille. Westerly or northwesterly, 5 to 7, showers, fair later, good. Selsey-Bille to Lyme Regis. West or northwest 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times. Showers, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first. Showers, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first. Showers, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Westerly or northwesterly 7 or gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in north, decreasing 5 or 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West veering northwest 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Squally, thundery showers. Good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, west or northwest 7 to severe gale 9, veering northwest 5 to 7. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, westerly or northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 in north, decreasing 5 or 6 later. Squally, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first in North Channel, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Squally, thundery showers. Good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, northwest gale 8 or severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first near the Mull of Kintyre, decreasing 6 or 7, then 3 to 5 later. Showers, squally and thundery at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, north 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Squally showers, thundery at first, good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in south, backing northerly 4 later. Rain at first in south, otherwise showers, wintry later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later. And that completes the shipping bulletin. So from me, Jim Lee, good night.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Jamie Robertson on the BBC World Service. The sun is going down in America. Good evening. In Asia, it's rising. Good morning. We bring both sides of the world together here in London for Business Matters. Coming up, China buys up the iconic British steel and rescues it from administration. We'll be looking at the role China is now playing in financing the world's infrastructure.
If you've got an economy the size of China's, then it's extremely important that it starts exporting its capital. So, I mean, that's exactly what happened with the American economy or West European economies when they reached a certain point.
And in Lebanon, the protests continue. We will have a special report on how it's affecting businesses and people there. And we'll have the latest on the wildfires in Australia. That's all on Business Matters here on the BBC. But first, here's the latest BBC World News.
This is the BBC News. Hello, I'm Jonathan Izard. Mexico has granted asylum to the former Bolivian president Evo Morales. The Mexican foreign minister said Mr. Morales' life was at risk in Bolivia, where unrest is continuing after his resignation on Sunday. Katie Watson reports.
According to Mexico's foreign minister, Evo Morales called and then was offered asylum for humanitarian reasons. Minister Ebrard said the fact that the army pushed for his resignation amounted to a coup because it violated constitutional order. Mexico, he said, has always promoted the right to asylum, and he asked Bolivia to allow Mr. Morales free passage to be able to travel. With his resignation letter now handed in, it brings to an end Evo Morales' 14-year reign in Bolivia. He was the longest-standing president in Latin America.
Bolivia's military commander has ordered troops to support police who have been involved in clashes with supporters of the former president. In La Paz, police stations, shops and vehicles have been torched and looted. Britain, France and Germany have said they're extremely concerned that Iran has restarted the process of enriching uranium at its underground site south of Tehran. They say this is a fresh breach of commitments the Iranians gave in the nuclear deal they agreed with the US, European states and others. In a joint statement, the Europeans called on Iran to reverse all its breaches. Bethany Bell reports.
The IAEA has confirmed that Iran is continuing to breach the terms of the nuclear deal by enriching uranium at the Fordow site. Tehran says the breaches are a step-by-step response to the withdrawal from the deal by the United States and renewed sanctions. The report also said that inspectors had found particles of uranium at a location in Iran which had not been declared to the IAEA. The report said it was essential for Iran to resolve the matter as soon as possible.
The UN Children's Agency says that nearly every 3 minutes a child in Nigeria is killed by pneumonia. The figures have been released to mark World Pneumonia Day. Myeni Jones has the